Everyone, welcome to our monthly caucus meeting, March 24th, 2021, at 6:00 PM. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provisions of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting will be containing audio recordings of possible negative playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess? Councilwoman Hess? Councilman Jackson?
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Here.
Councilman Stefan?
Present.
President Randall Sharp?
Here.
Mayor?
Here. Councilwoman Hess, are you there? Okay. First reading, ordinance 2021-05 by title, ordinance 2021-05, an ordinance by the Borough of Monroe in Camden County, New Jersey, prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis business within its geographic boundaries, and amend chapter 265, section 15H of the Borough of Monroe Code. Entertained a motion, please.
Make a motion that ordinance 2021-05 be adopted and read on the first reading, subject to according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Stefan?
Yes.
President Randall Sharp?
Yes.
Next up, consent agenda, the items listed below considered routine by the Borough of Monroe will be enacted upon in one motion. There is no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from consent agenda and considered separately. Entertained a motion for resolution 2021-87 and 88.
89.
Motion for consent agenda, resolution items 2021-87 through 88.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Second.
How long have I been sorry? Okay, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Stefan?
Yes.
President Randall Sharp?
Yes.
And resolution?
Deb, I'm here. It's Linda.
Linda, do you approve the motion for the consent agenda items? Mark, you were saying yes.
Yes, Linda, can you hear what she's saying? She's asking you if you are approving the motions for the consent agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear enough, but I guess. I read them.
Okay, thank you. Next up, resolution 2021-89, budget transfers. Entertained a motion, please.
I make a motion for resolution 2021-89 for the budget transfers.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Stefan?
Yes.
President Randall Sharp?
Yes.
All right, at this time, I'd like to open the council. If anyone from the council have anything to say? Trying to find it now.
Hi, and Councilwoman Sinnen. I have a couple of things coming from the CDC regarding guidelines without any travel and quarantine. a few weeks ago, they said if you are fully vaccinated, remember that these are both doses, or you're Johnson & Johnson, and you're safe, and you're fully vaccinated, you can leave the state, come back, and not quarantine. This has now changed. The CDC is saying even if you're fully vaccinated, only travel if you must. When you return, you have to take a COVID test 1 to 3 days after your travel, stay at home, self-quarantine for a full 7 days. Even if your test is negative, they're saying you have to self-quarantine. Also, it's coming out that they're saying 50% of people who get the vaccine is going to have experienced swollen lymph nodes, and this is mimicking breast cancer when women are going to get their mammogram every year. So the Society of Breast Imaging has released a new mammogram guideline. They are saying women should have their exam every year, but they need to do it before their first shot or 4 to 6 weeks after their second shot. That way, there's not going to be any false alarms or any confusion with your results. Also, with Camden County, they're urging residents, if you have an appointment through My Cooper, and everyone knows people are making appointments at several locations, if you get your shot somewhere else, please cancel your appointment. Go on My Card to cancel your appointment. They are seeing dozens and dozens of people not showing up every day, but no shots are being wasted. They have lists that they will call to get people in that can come get the vaccine. So if they're not getting wasted, but they really want people to cancel on My Cooper if you already have a shot. Don't cancel your appointment until after they've administered your vaccine. If something happens in the other location and you cancel this appointment, you might have a problem. And the last thing I have is for veterans. There are still appointments available for this weekend, March 27th. That you have to make an appointment, you have to be a veteran, not a spouse or family member. Also, you must be enrolled in the VA benefits. To call, you need to call 215-832-4014 to make your appointment, and the location will be in Runnymede at the Harry William Community Center. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Joe, do you have something?
Yes, I just gave a report last week, so I'll share this tonight. So this is a little bit of disappointment. Activity report for the month of February 2021. Total calls to service, 2,100. Traffic accidents, 30. Community pollution, 231. Traffic enforcement and stops, 196. Criminal complaints issued by officers, 30. Traffic services issued by officers, 66. Criminal complaints issued by citizens, 40. Traffic services issued by citizens, 0. And there are 33 active investigations going on. And that's all I have for the police department and nothing new with the fire department.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to thank Brenda for her great job of hard work in getting the digital newsletter out that will be able to be viewable on our website in the next couple of days. And also, just to get a nice property tomorrow for a small business webinar that's being hosted by Representative Val Warsaw. There will be several organizations that will be part of the webinar, Small Business Administration, the Small Business Development Center, and the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. It's on March the 30th, 2021 at 3 p.m. and it's meant to give updates for small business assistance. And again, that should be linked on our website tomorrow for us. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'm saying now, I'll give my report. Numbers as of today are 1,837, and we had one person pass away yesterday, which makes us from two. That's 66 since the last meeting. That's an increase of about six from the last meeting. Please remember that wear your masks, wash your hands, keep social distancing. It's still important that we need to get the shots. I'm getting my second one tomorrow, okay? After I'm getting that. Also, council, we talked about this, about opening the Borough Hall for the first week in April. After talking with Ron and looking at some of the things that have to get done, I'd like to move it until we mid to the end of April, if that's possible. Does anybody have a problem with that? No? Okay.
No problem.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to open meetings in public. Anyone in the public who can speak, please state your name and address for the record, and please keep it for 5 minutes.
Mayor, the person you know, I didn't close the homeless every Sunday in Camden, and usually on the holidays, I cook meals, so I couldn't give a shout out to Canfield and Ian Oakley for donating hands to me on behalf of the Democratic Club. As Ian says, minimal is not just for the Democrats, but for all the citizens, so I just want to say thank you to the Democratic Club for donating hands to me for Easter.
Anyone else in the public question speak? Seeing none, closing the meeting to the public.
Yeah, Mayor.
And Jen, motion for adjournment.
I do have a couple quick ones for you, Chair. I want to thank Public Works for the bike rack at Emerson Park. It looks great. They're being used. Somebody else wrote in about seeing what you guys posted about Lindenwald Baseball on its back. As a matter of fact, it seems like the whole Borough Park and Rec page is now devoted to baseball signups. We didn't see anything regarding the Lindenwald football being back and their signups that are currently going on. Is that going to be added to the study anytime soon?
They haven't brought anything to kind of talk to Rec as far as I'm told, so as soon as they get something, they will put it on.
Okay, fair enough. Also, I want to offer a little bit of congratulations. We saw the announcement that looks like we're going to be getting near 1.7 million in federal funding from the American Rescue Act for plans. Want to know what your plans are for the month and how we can follow along.
Until we get guidance from the state at this time, we have no clue what we can do with the money. Is that true, ma'am?
Yes, we have not received any specifics as far as the use of the funds. So this is all.
Having that,
one of the things that
I can't tell, of course, I'm sure it's going to be a decent amount of red tape and whatnot. Just the announcement was clearly made. Didn't know if you guys put any thought into what you're going to earmark that money for yet.
No, it hasn't been earmarked because, again, we're not sure what the specifics of the use are for the funds. But I will tell you, it's my understanding that it cannot be used to reduce taxes. So we will.
No, it's actually for a very specific category that has to fit with them, yeah.
Right, so we will determine the most prudent use of those funds once we get additional guidance.
Okay, sorry, that's something we'll follow up on. And then last but not least, just real quick, wanted to know what the thought process was, the rationale behind tonight's ordinance 2105.
It's to not allow any kind of sale or anything else to do with marijuana or cannabis. That's what it says.
Yeah, no, I understand that. The language seems pretty clear. It's just that we see that the prevailing research in about 495 other New Jersey towns are moving in one direction, and our government body seems to be moving in the opposite.
Well,
I'm curious as to why.
Unfortunately,
it's just that the legislature won't put down the table.
And hang on, one second. One second, please. Let me answer your question. If you did your research on the ordinance and what it said, this is a chance to opt out at the present time. If we don't opt out now, we can never opt out. If we opt out now, at least we have the chance to change our minds later. We can change our mind later. So we chose to opt out and see how it goes with everybody else before we jump in.
Okay, the way we understood the ruling and the law is that if you have 6 months to opt out, and if you don't opt out within 6 months, then it's not that you never can, because you have to wait a period of 5 years.
No, you can't. You never can. The 5 years is to jump in. You have up to 5 years to jump in.
Okay, again, I would be curious to know what the rationale was. Like I said, 495 New Jersey towns are moving in one direction, and you guys are moving in the other. Just wondering why, that's all.
I beg to differ with you once again. All right, anyone else in the public have anything to say? Please state your name, address, and record, and please keep it to 5 minutes. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public, and entertain motion for adjournment, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.